Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 322. Today's topic of discussion is the significant biological special program of the periosteum. I hope you remember that we are now discussing organs and tissues controlled from the cerebral cortex but with functional changes or functional loss. Here again, the discussion of Dr. Hammer or the knowledge he gives to the world is really revolutionary and quite unexplainable without the science of GNM. As all of you know, periosteum is the outer covering of all bones except their joint parts, which are capped with another tissue called cartilage and the parts where the muscles, ligaments and tendons are attached. Like the periodontium of the teeth, the periosteum is also consisting mostly of connective tissue. In the early stage of the evolution of the part, the periosteum was lined with the squamous epithelium. But after the development of the muscles, ligaments, tendons and the skin with its two layers called epidermis and dermis, as new support to the bones, the epithelial layer got degenerated. In the embryological development, this takes place during the first 2 weeks of the gestation. Following this degeneration, what remains with the bones is a sensitive network of nerves. About this neural network of the periosteum also, the GNM understanding is very important for future learning. Therefore, please attend carefully. The sensitive network of nerves are arranged in two layers. The upper one that generates the rheumatic pain and the lower layer that registers the pain caused by the swelling of a healing bone. Why we have included the periosteum in the list of organs controlled from the cerebral cortex is because these periosteal nerves originating in the spinal marrow of the cervical spine are all derived from the ectoderm. Inside the cerebral cortex, the controlling center of the periosteal nerves is positioned in the post-sensory cortex. Another point to remember is that there is a crossover correlation from the brain to the organ, meaning the periosteal nerves of the right side of the body are controlled from the left side of the cortex, and the periosteal nerves of the left side of the body are controlled from the right side of the cortex. There is an exception to the general rule, and that is the periosteal nerves of the dura mater of the meninges are controlled from the premotor sensory cortex. The most important point in the GNM learning regarding the periosteum is that the biological conflict linked to the organ periosteum is a severe separation conflict. Please bear in mind the important discovery of Dr. Hammer that the primary conflict themes of all organs of ectodermal origin are territorial conflicts, sexual conflicts, and separation conflict. They are all found to be controlled from the sensory, premotor sensory, or post-sensory cortices. This knowledge was derived from his evolutionary reasoning. We already learned that the biological conflict linked to the epidermis is also a separation conflict. There are few points of similarities and dissimilarities between the two. Let us learn them in detail. When compared to the separation conflict linked to the skin, the biological conflict related to the periosteum is experienced as more dramatic, meaning brutal or crucial. Examples are many. If the person had a situation of not being able to hold a beloved person or pet, he may experience the conflict related to the arms. If he felt that a loved one slipped away from him, the conflict might be associated with his hands. If he wants to push someone away from him, the conflict may be felt associated with legs or ankles. An unwanted move can make the conflict linked to one's feet and toes. Similarly, if someone has lost sight of some loved one, the periosteal nerves lining the eye socket may experience the separation conflict. This separation conflict linked to the periosteum can also correspond to a wanting to separate from a person or place, exactly like the epidermis. But unlike the separation conflict of the epidermis, the severe separation conflict linked to the periosteum can be only a separation from a person or from an animal like a pet. Separation from objects like jewelry, car, or a house, even from home, will not cause a severe separation conflict that is related to periosteal nerves. Friends, just appreciate the wisdom of Dr. Hammer when he gives to the world valuable knowledge regarding several so-called diseases suffered by people on a daily basis. We will be learning the significant biological special program of the periosteum in detail during the coming days. Then we will be able to understand the so-called diseases like rheumatism, trigeminal neuralgia, numbness, foot ulcers, leg ulcers, gangrene, Raynaud's disease, etc. in an entirely different manner. Please hang on for the global GNM health tips at the same time tomorrow. With best wishes, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.